What better proof could science want that Dr. Mueller's mind, memory banks, and personality are still alive and functioning in a useful and most dramatic way? And now we share an excerpt in which they further discuss our Viticom research project. Incidentally, the problems of developing a workable Viticom system seem even more monumental than those of perfecting Spiricom.
What's that again?
By the way, William, did you get that polarized acid in your
spoon? No, I didn't, Doctor. I got that five-faceted from Edmonds.
Edmonds? Oh, who is Edmonds?
Edmonds is a company, Edmonds Scientific.
Oh, I understand. What were the results?
Well, I inserted it in the lens of the camera, but all I got was a lot of crazy color of lights, but I didn't get any imagery.
Other procedure, William. I'm not absolutely sure, but I have a feeling that this will help clarify the image so that we can discern the features of the subject. We have the form, we have the face, we have we know it's a human form, however. We must be able to discern the facial features. Whether we can identify the subject, I don't know. Just a minute, William. What's that?
What's that, Doctor?
No, William, I'm somebody. I'm talking to you. Nathaniel. There's a fellow here, William. He says his name is Nathaniel. He says he knows you and you know him.
Nathaniel? I don't know anybody by the name of Nathaniel. I don't recall knowing anybody.
You perhaps noted that Dr. Mueller turned aside from the microphone to talk with another spirit person standing in the lab. William was unable to see him visually or clairvoyantly, or to hear him clairaudiently. The spirit, who told Dr. Mueller his name was Nathaniel, seemingly could not talk through Spiricom. With Dr. Mueller as intermediary, William and Nathaniel discussed boyhood activities, including pranks, in which they had both participated more than half a century ago.